Welcome back to the Playground right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK The Ticket. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about NFL, but we can't go away without our winners and losers segment that was made popular by one John U. Bacon. I believe he's doing some book tours right now for his book about John Saunders, right?
Yeah.
So obviously, hopefully we have him in very soon. As we'll talk to John U. Bacon in the upcoming weeks about his new books, there's more than one, and as well as this Michigan football team. But let's turn to the NFL. Michigan, we'll get to that at the end, and I'm going to ask you something. I won't even tell you now. I want a game score of what you think Michigan-Purdue is, but we're going to do that at the very end.
Okay.
Very end. Winners, losers, NFL right now. So, obviously, you guys have your fantasy football lineup set up. Tonio, do you have a fantasy football team?
No.
I didn't think you did.
I'm really not a big NFL guy. I love college football. But NFL, it's just not as...
Do you follow some of the Michigan guys, though, at all?
Not really.
So
I don't know. It just kind of loses its luster to me.
Okay.
College is a better atmosphere to me. That's how I've always seen it.
Yeah, my nephew and my brother-in-law went to their first game yesterday at Michigan. They were one of the 111,000 plus.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, if you're going to watch anything, not so much of what's going on the field, because they're not really... football guys. Clayton's just getting into playing football for Pickney. He's as tall as I am, so he's 6 foot.
Wow.
250 pounds as like a 13 or 14 year old. The kid's already broke one leg on somebody on his own team.
Oh my God.
But I said, hey, watch what the fans are doing. Watch what the students are doing and take that all in. Plus the band, you know, they come up, they go down the aisles.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they were doing it right next to them. So I thought it was very cool. So hopefully they had a lot of fun. But you're right. From the atmosphere of that compared to college pro, obviously it's non-existent in the pros, as we saw from Lions fans last week.
Who
Snapchatted some wrong things and no longer have tickets.
Yeah. Well. Sucks to be them. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Come on. Think better.
So, Monday night game at MetLife. We got the Lions taking on the Giants. Your thoughts, Miz?
I think if the Lions can at least show up offensively and not, I don't know, to just kind of limit the amount of turnovers, and it sounds like OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr. might be playing in the game possibly as well. If they can limit his action, then I think there is potential the Lions could pull off a win at MetLife on a Monday night. But, I mean, that's going to be – there's a lot that's got to go the right way for the Lions.
All right. Jacob Babbitt, do you have a fantasy football team? How many – you have two?
Yeah, actually, I ran out of time. I had to draft one, like, the first Sunday. So, like, last weekend, so I missed the Thursday game with the Patriots or whatever.
But that's the best thing about that is you can pick guys on Kansas City instead of, like, picking guys
off.
Instead of taking guys like that Miz and I did where you're like, this wasn't supposed to happen. Everyone on the M Zone picked New England hands down, and it wasn't even right. So,
nope.
Yep. So that's why I didn't even ask Jamie and Marcus, the guys, what their thoughts on that. But a Monday night game, I know it's not here at Ford Field, but your thoughts on Lions? They get the W?
I think they do. The struggles that the Giants had week one against the Cowboys, they were horrendous offensively. Hardly took any, and they didn't really take many shots downfield with Eli. No running game whatsoever. I think they averaged less than 2 yards a carry, and I think they had less than 20 carries. So they put a lot of the weight on Eli, and I think that was because they were trailing most of the game. So obviously you get thrown into more pass-heavy situations. But I think as long as the Lions avoid what they did to start week one, you know, that whole debacle of a start, I think if they get off to, you know, a good start, get the offense going early, get Stafford going early, and also get that ground game going, I think they'll be fine. I think it's a maybe not a complete confident win, but I think they've got a good shot at winning.
All right, Jacob, are you a Lions fan? Do you consider yourself a Lions fan?
I mean, I watch the Lions. I'm not religious or anything about it.
All right.
I think it's, I don't know. I look at Lions fans, sometimes I laugh because there's just so much heartbreak. But these guys, you know, these fans get their hopes up every single year. And
right, but they go into it and they hope and they're positive and they've seen some bad things. But you know what? They stay positive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Try to.
They try to. And your brother, Josh Babbitt, the legendary Sports Talk 1050 for many years, he's not so much of a Lions fan. He always says he is, but once the game starts.
Oh, he bashes them every chance he gets.
Yes, he does.
It's pretty funny.
Until you see the same things. I'm sure I'll see Monday night what, one playoff win in 56, 57 years.
That's his favorite go-to.
Yes, it is. But yeah, I'm kind of shocked about the way the Lions played to start the game. They were able to come back. I do think if OBJ plays or not, I believe that's a big plus for them because it opens up a lot more for the Giants. It's still Eli being Eli. He's going to have some games where he'll play very well, and you're like, oh, well, there's Eli Manning. He must be a Manning. And then there's other times he plays more like his father when he was with the Saints, and you're like, they need to start looking elsewhere.
And looking at, you know, you talk about OBJ maybe not even playing. You look at the weapons that they really have outside of him, and they really don't have much. They used Shane Vereen a lot out of the backfield last week. He had like 10 targets, was their leading receiver. But other than that, I mean, Sterling Shepard, he's young, but looks like a promising career for him in the NFL. But really, I mean, they signed Brandon Marshall. He really didn't do too much in his first game. So there's not too many, you know, deep threat weapons that the Giants have aside from OBJ.
One of the things I noticed during the game, the Giants-Cowboys game that was mentioned, was by the commentator on TV saying that they were surprised that they didn't even dress OBJ and just kind of make him as a decoy. Because it seemed like...
Well, he was tired from dancing in the club the night before.
No, that's true. I forgot about that. Plus, he's got that ramen hair as well, too. But right. it was one of those things where you thought, like, if you had OBJ on the field, it would cause a little bit of a distraction with the Cowboys secondary to open things up for the other receivers, like Shepard and whoever else they've got on their right receivers. I have no idea.
Right.
Who the Giants have? I don't know.
OBJ, Shepard, Tiki
Barber.
Tierney.
Yep.
yep. You are correct. So we'll see. We'll have to wait and see. Monday night, big game for the Lions. See if they can do better in that first, 5-10 minutes where they were just fumbling and bumbling.
Yeah.
And they came out with a dub.
Pick first throw of the game, pick six. Let's do it again.
Oh, yep. And then, I'm going to run this out. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have ran that out. Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, if anyone has got Sam Bradford on their fantasy team.
You got an update?
Yeah, Sam Bradford is officially listed out. Case Keenum starting for the Vikings today.
Yeah, 10:45, I have an update that he did 10 to 15 minutes out pregame. No running at all. Some light tossing, very little footwork. And yes, now you got that update, Case Keenum. So Babbitt, you might want to get Case, sign him up, free agency. I'm sure he's out there.
Yeah,
he's going to go off today. Easy.
My dude, Adam Amin from ESPN actually came out. He said Case Keenum's record in 24 starts 9-15. That's counting the 0-8 in that awful 2013 Texan season. So boom, there you go for that.
Better than Brock Osweiler.
Yeah.
Also, Jordan Howard. This was early this morning. That more likely expected to play today against the Buccaneers. He does have that shoulder injury. As Tarik Cohen, that's a guy that everyone picked up. I'm sure he's gone in most leagues. Go check, because this is a guy you're going to want out there if you have him. I have both, and that doesn't help me because I have no one else, so I'm going to have to pick up somebody else. It looks like, yes, Sam Bradford, we already gave that update. So you got to keep watch. Go fill up your fantasy teams now, because obviously most of them lock, 12:45, 1 o'clock?
Yeah, that little 15-minute gap is going to be just a mad dash trying to make sure you got everything going.
Right.
Which, by the way, Sam Webb, I'm coming for you. I'm going to beat you this week, sucker.
Oh, there you go. Miz laying down the challenge to Sam Webb as they take on each other in fantasy football. And obviously, if you do beat him, you need to call up 6-10 on the Michigan Insider.
Oh, I'm coming in. I'm just going to come in and sit right there, and I'm just going to have the hand out, have a ring on, just say, kiss it. Kiss the ring.
There you go. Miz, champion from last year, and this is a different fantasy league that we're all in.
Yeah.
Babbitt didn't get an invite because I didn't get an invite. I was just put into the league because obviously they thought that I should be in it. And then the guy that put me in it decided not to have a team.
He's a sucker.
But Jamie Morris, if you're listening, go ahead and make your moves now.
You sucker.
Don't wait. All right. Now it's time for everyone's favorite show, Winners and Losers. We'll go to the veteran, the guy that's been here longer than most of us, Tony O, your winner.
I'm going to go with our phone callers because we love our phone callers here.
Thanks,
and,
man.
I always love hearing what they say, and next week I expect to hear from them.
All right, and your loser.
My loser is going to be the Pittsburgh Athletic Department. So I don't know if you guys saw this, but yesterday in their game against Oklahoma State when they were getting destroyed, in order to try to bribe the students to stay, they offered the students a free beverage, which I think is hilarious because I think the one thing that is probably not going to keep the students is a beverage because
it sounds vaguely familiar to something that happened around here.
It does. It painfully familiar.
Uh-huh.
And but I mean, it's like what's the main activity that those students are one coming to the game from and two probably going to the game afterwards? They're probably going to get a lot of beverages at those activities. So I think it's a little silly thing to try to get them to stay with.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to send it to Babbitt. Give me your winner.
All right, so my winner was from a late game last night. Washington playing Fresno State. Dante Pettis, wide receiver, kick returner, punt returner, all-around type guy for them. Got his 8th punt return touchdown of his career, tying an NCAA record. I believe Wes Welker is one of the guys that holds that record. And Antonio Perkins, I believe, was the other. No, Devin Hester, I don't think, is up there. Now, mind you, Dante Pettis set the Pac-12 record, I believe it was last week. Mm. So getting him tied for the NCAA record, I'm sure he'll probably break it at the rate he's going.
And your loser.
My loser from yesterday was definitely Louisville. Came out, had the potential to really get an impact win, jump themselves into the top 10, laid an egg big time. Got dominated by Clemson on all fronts. Lamar Jackson, the numbers looked okay at the end, but I really think he didn't play his best football, especially from what he did the previous 2 weeks and all of last year. So I thought they missed a real crucial opportunity to jump up in the rankings and get a statement win over a top five team.
All right, throw it around. Who's next?
All right, Mizzle, we'll go with your winner.
I'm going to go with Tyler Hopkins. He is a place kicker for Texas Lutheran University, a D3 school out of, you guessed it, Kansas. No, Texas. End up being the number 2 highlights on the college football final on some TV show with 4 letters. Goes for an extra point kick. It's blocked. And as the ball is kind of bouncing in front of him, kicks it again. And it goes through the uprights. And by rule, is a legal play. So the extra point on a second kick does count. And it gives Texas Lutheran, their head coach, I believe, his first win of the season, and his first collegiate win. So there's that, and it was also a shutout. Texas Lutheran beats whatever school they played, 37-0. So a combination of Texas Lutheran and their place kicker, Tyler Hopkins, they're my winner.
And your loser.
My loser is the phones. The phones, not the callers, the phone. The new phone that we got.
That's worse than the callers.
Yeah, the damn phone. Our engineer gave us a new phone system. He put it in. It started out Tuesday during your show, the M Zone.
Yeah.
And it just kind of kept going on. These phones suck. So we'll just put that out there. The entire new phone system here, it sucks. That's my loser.
It's so true because, Babs, you had trouble yesterday. I've had trouble all week. We apologize to anyone who called. And before you were on air, it just would automatically dump you. I'd go to switch to put a name in. I'd put in, JJ Linkin Park. And before I could even do that, JJ was gone. And then you'd call back and I'd say, yes, sorry, JJ. I don't know what's going on. Obviously, yes, these phones are horrible. All right, Miz.
All right, Jay-Z. Who is your winner?
So I was going to go with Hopkins with the kick, the drop, and then kick through. Is that legal? Is it not? I guess it was. Tonio, I wanted to go with the callers as our winners because I do love the callers. I really do. I just want more positivity, and maybe that's just me. I'm sure tomorrow morning y'all call in, and Ira will take all those calls, and he's been doing it such a long time. He'll go, please hold, and you'll be on with Sam, and Sam's not going to tell you anytime in the 4 hours to just stop and be happy with what you have. But that's his show. That's the way they run it. And thank you very much. We'll try again next week, I promise you. But my real winner is the dog for Boise State.
Ah, yes.
You need to go. Every team should have a dog like this.
The T-Dog.
The T-Dog who runs out there and waits. You see him. He waits out there, and he's pumped, ready to go. And then once the play is stopped, they let him go. And there he goes. He runs out there, brings it back, and he takes a big loop. And then drops a loop, L-O-O-P, loop. I saw you guys smile. And then comes back with the T and puts it down, and there you go. Put him back on the leash, and he's ready to go. I think that's great. I think all teams should have this, and I think that every team should have this by the end. It should be a rule, and CA should put it in there. By 2019, every team should have a kick returning or a tee returning dog.
I like that. I like that idea. And your loser.
My loser has to be the callers. Nope, I don't want to do that because I'm not that low. I'm thinking that, you know, right now there's a lot of teams 0-3.
Yeah.
2-1, 1-1, 2-1. Michigan is 3-0. And I'm not going to get down on this team, even though Marcus Rae tells me, just wait and see what happens. Every Monday through Friday, except for when he misses. And I don't want to be down on this team because this is my who I believe. As a fan, not as a journalist, I'm not. I'm not really a broadcaster. I'm more of a producer. I think this team is, if you're a fan, you should be behind this team no matter what. Yes, they're not perfect. So I'm going to say there is work to be done. But for a young team, they're going to have to go out there and they're going to work on it. And obviously, next Saturday, they're going to prove it once again and get that W. And once again, we'll open the phones. And once again, someone's going to call and tell me what's wrong with this team. But what's right?
Yeah.
They're 3-0. They're ranked 7th, maybe 6th. Be happy.
A side winner that I thought of now that you wanted to go with the kicker.
Oh.
Golden State Warriors. They and I believe
they won the title.
Besides that, they helped set up an adoption thing after Hurricane Irma hit Florida. They sent the dogs and cats from a couple of the big humane societies from Florida, flew them out to California, up to the Golden State, and they adopted and they helped find homes for these dogs and cats. So I think that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Very awesome, Miz. There you go. All right, well, does it for us this week on The Playground. Tune in next Sunday from 10 to 11, The Playground. Tonio, Matt Mizer, myself, maybe even Ira Weintraub will come in one of these Sundays and join us. You're listening to Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.